kids. How are you all? I hope all are doing very well and nice. Today I have brought some very beautiful story about the matter and the ghost light. So let's begin with the story. This is the matter and the ghost light story for kids. In the heart of Radiator Spring, which was far away from the hustle and bustle of everyday's hectic life, lived a few cars peacefully. They lived together in peace and happiness. Among them was Matter. Now, Matter was an old, rusty, tall truck, and Matter loved to play tricks on other cars to spook them out. He especially loved scaring Lightning McQueen. One day, when Lightning McQueen had just finished watching a movie with Sally, he said to her, "I hope Matter isn't hiding somewhere around here. If he tries to spook me again, I'll freak out." Everyone in Radiator Springs knew of Matter and his hobby of scaring others. Just when Lightning McQueen had finished his sentence, Matter screamed from behind, making poor Lightning McQueen skid into signboard and a mountain of tires. All the others who were watching began to laugh at McQueen. "If only you moved the fast on a racetrack," laughed Doc Hudson. Matter, who had been enjoying his antics, teased McQueen by saying, "You look scared, as if you saw the ghost light." Just then, Sheriff Madden entered. "Matter?" he called out and warned Matter not to make fun of the ghost light, for it was no laughing matter. Now, Lightning McQueen was new to these parts, so he had no idea what or who has this ghost light. "What is this ghost light?" he asked. Everyone shifted and made way for the sheriff, who explained what ghost light was. "It is an orb of a blue light which haunts these very parts." Matter looks at Lightning McQueen and assures him that the ghost light isn't real. "It is real," the sheriff announces to everyone. "It haunts the road on such a dark night as tonight." He goes along and tells them tell about the haunting of ghost light. "Remember, the one thing that angers the ghost light the most is clicking sound of Matter." Hearing this, Matter couldn't stop shaking, and his old body kept making sounds. "When you had some tonight home, be very careful. The ghost light could be anywhere." After saying goodnight, all the others ran away. Poor Matter was left to go back alone. He kept shaking all the way back. Every shadow made Matter jump. Then he heard a noise and saw a light. At first, he was scared that the ghost light had come for him. Then he said, "The sheriff said the ghost light was blue," and the moment he thought there was no danger, a strange blue light shone from behind him. "The ghost light!" yelled Matter, and then he ran. He ran as fast as he could, skidding, sliding. He even made Fred and the tractors turn over. He yelled and screamed. He didn't dare to stop. "The ghost light has come to haunt me," he screamed. As Matter screamed and yelled, all the other cars stood by the road and observed Matter and his hysterical ghost light haunting. What Matter did not realize, this Lightning McQueen had a cruel idea to spook Matter for a while, and he had attached a lamplight in his tow hook. After a long run, Matter finally got tired. It was then that he realized that he had been tricked. Looking at the ordinary lamp, he said, "Wait a minute. This is no ghost light." By now, all the others' car had gathered around and they laughed together. Matter was annoyed. "This was a joke. I knew it the well time," he said. Sheriff stepped forward and said, "You see, son, the only thing that you can be scared of out here is your imagination. I'm nothing more." All the others only laughed. "Yeah, that. And well," Doc Hudson added, "the screaming banshee, good night all," after saying that the old Doc Hudson showed away. And soon after, all the other followed, leaving poor Matter alone again. "The screaming what?" Matter asked. As a result, he had started shaking again. So this is all about the stories from the Disney's. So let's have a good sleep, everybody. Good night, goodbye, and do take care of yourself.